Blog Talk Radio.
Getting all big. Six Man Radio, baby. I'm so proud of you. You make a nigga want to sing to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Six Man Radio. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Birthday to you. Oh man, many more, man. I'm gonna take you to the top, baby, I swear. Shout out to everybody on the team. We only getting bigger. Wait, don't cry. Take the gun. Take the gun. Bust it off. Bust it off, baby. Go ahead. Go ahead, baby.
Something to you right now. You're listening to Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. Adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, hosted by the Bad Seed and Nadine Michelle, holding it down. They give you the best music, classics, new joints, celebrity guest interviews. Have you seen who's on this show? Have you checked the archives? Go look on the archives. See who comes up on here every Saturday night. There's nowhere else you're gonna get that. This is GMS of Hydra,
GMS,
co-founder of The Plague, co-CEO of MCMI Incorporated.
MCMI.
And do I have time to listen to whack radio? Hell no. I'm too busy running my company, running MCMIReport.com, MCMI Records, MCMI Apparel, MCMI Studio, MCMI Everything. Not to mention hosting my own show, MCMI Radio, Friday nights. So do I have time to listen to some whackness? No. That's why when I really need a fix, I tune in to Six Man Radio, because I'm an adult, home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's in the title. It's GMS, MCMI, you know the motto. In hip-hop, we trust a better ever starts now, and it starts with Six Man Radio.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
If you know the song, sing along.
Dynasty. Rockefeller Records, you heard me? On
unstoppable, nigga. Single, single, you hurt. It's a dynasty. Who can believe? Jigga Man.
Hey, you guys, the girl to hear you from Love and Hip Hop New York.
Junk in the trauma.
Now chilling with Six Man Radio, home for the adult contemporary hip hop.
Told y'all.
Six Man.
Dynasty. Rockin' for the record. You heard me? Unstoppable. Nigga. Single, single, you heard?
Man.
Who do you believe? Jigga Man. Mo better. Mo cheddar. Foes knock the man off your polo sweater. Roll with the ROC. Hey, fella. Remember me? The teachers used to fellas. Now it's Mo Thriller. Ho killers. Four wheelers. We gorillas. Oh, please fill us. We heat holers. Fighting. Listen, boy. Roy Jones couldn't steal us. The plot thickens. The block clicking. We got the game tied up. Stop tripping.
Hey, it's your girl, Winter Ramos from VH1's Love and Hip Hop. Cap that book, Game Over, April 2nd. Check out my man on the Six Man Radio, Adult Contemporary Hip Hop and R&B.
Designer suit that makes them so tasty. From VH1's Black Ink Crew. You're now listening to 6 Man Radio, home of that adult contemporary hip hop.
6 Man Radio.
Right, punk, stay out of my way. Cause I clock G's while you clock Z's. And I don't smoke crack. I smoke MCs, so pick up a pen, cop a squat and take notes. My rapper suffer from bleeding, sprains, and slip toes. Cause my style, deadly psychopath, schizophrenic. The rapper choke like a carpenter, speeds up a panic. The cyclock pesos, don't say yay, yo. Another word for cocaine, me amigo. That's Spanish, terminology for friend. Now sit back and ride my Bozak as I sing. Bass funk, so beat that thump. For kickers and amps, cold lines up in my trunk. My system cranking my headlights, the blinking brothers riding my tip L. And at the same time thinking, damn, how could a brother be so nice? Cause I'm the capital, P-E twice, M-D-E twice. I choose to squeeze, so choose to fight. I like to write, but then it gets some bite. And while you was banging on tables, I was banging Snow White. Hey, yo, what's up, B-Double?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, these crab MCs got us trapped up behind these walls, man. But I'm ready to break out here and do this, you know what I'm saying? So what's the magic word?
Open sesame, I let down the main gate. Before you scream EPMD, you shouldn't wait. I roll with a posse, hey, you try to stop me on the yo. A brother try to pop me on the sneak tip without me knowing, so I keep going and my mind keeps blowing. On, and I don't quit. I get pushed to the limit, and yo, that's it. Step by step, I put an end to your funk, cause I'm the chosen one. Yes, me, my son, a young kid from the ghetto, a kiddie from the city. I don't feel sorrow, and I have no pity to run up on you and wax for tap. You go your money, and from your eyes, your contacts. Then flex over, I hop skip from the jump to the next town. They go funk a chunk. MCs try to diss me, I try to bust cats, I'm not having it. And that means no half jack. So get the Bozak only off the crack, that's whack.
Six man.
As I go and flow to a different type of skin, why is it so easy? The beat keeps it simple, plus I'm striking like lightning. Throwing blows like Tyson, slaying MCs on a QT, sort of like a sniper. So if a sucker don't like me, the feeling is mutual. I tune my rhyme to a large beer, the shifting noose in the crack of 40.
Time
over OE, the slaying MC on the QT.
So what's your name,
come
boy?
On, you know it's MD. So while I'm wrecking, he's checking all the bodies I've left in. I pop behind the stage, the P is like stepping. Off from the scenes, I see lights and sirens. Witness everywhere, but no one seen a thing. What cops ask questions, my description is vague. No answers at all, just bodies behind the stage. Well, witness yells out that he was dressed in black. Super Dookie Link with a fisherman hat. A cop says, yo, how'd he flee from the spot in a black sports car? I think it was an Iris, but the windows were tinted, and we couldn't get a look.
Why?
There was smoke from the rubber he cooked, the big payback.
Yo, what up? It's your boy, the legendary DJ Scratch, Scratch Vision President. You're now listening to Six Man Radio, adult, contemporary hip-hop, and you don't stop.
Yo. And special guests on my show is the
Six
K
man.
To the X to the O-L-O. And me, the capital D, the O, the C, the A-K-A, the P, the M, the D. And me, the E to the D to the O to the U to the B to the L to the E.
It's time, P,
to rip the M, the I, the C.
So knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, case solo.
Yo,
I pass P the microphone.
Nah, black,
why, P,
to each his own. So knick-knack, paddywhack, give the dog a bone, ayo. I pass you the microphone.
It's me. Yes, the MC Grand Royal, who loves rapping, and to it I stay loyal. I can't tell, you ain't caught up in my spell. You dwell on the other crab and seeds that fell. Apart from the start, I didn't know the art of rapping. Even people can't stop and bust me. I know the way it should be. The flow slow, like me and PMD. And that black will make you real fat. A real swinger and a real cool cat. Like a jazz player, or someone on the accordion. Producing crazy hits like if I was Barry Gordon. With a chick to show you how to rip a crab in half and watch his body flip so lean. The E, I come equipped heavy ammunition so I don't have to dip. So listen to this funky fresh lesson, the way I dropped it and the way that I was flexing. So knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone, P&D.
Yo,
I pass a load of microphone.
Yo, I'll pass.
Why solo?
To each his own. Yo, knick knack patty whack, give a dog a bone. Yo, I pass P the microphone.
As I take the stage with the festive gear, I start to show off. With all your hands in the air, because the older I get, the hard I kick, using my rap boot style from a rap boot flick of my big old shit another instant lip. Like a jack-o'-lantern on the Halloween tip, cause as the bass thumps, BG meters peaks, or pins and pads are drawn at the teacher's feet. Because the night rapper tries to steal the flow, but the buck stops here, cause I'ma let you know. No swinging or knuckles, strictly ammo, cause as I dust bust, crush, and then rush, I suck a new jack with no ifs, ands, or buts. You roll with the good times, we like to roll with rush. I drive a rock,
I drive a van.
You ride the bus, we'll get out the mustard crab, because it's time to catch up. And in the act of war, P refused to let up. On a gonna be, wanna be, soon to be, whatever's clever. In any type of weather, cause two birds of a feather always flock together. So knick knack, patty whack, give the dog a bone case solo. I pass you the microphone.
Six Man
Radio. 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 Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio. Radio. Radio.
Yeah, nigga. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my co-defendant, Nate D. Machette. What up, folks? Hold up, man. Happy anniversary, Nate. Hold up. You want speakerphone?
That sound crazy?
Yeah, real quick for a hot second. What you
put? Oh, no, nah. I'm just excited. Maybe that was it. My excitement burst through the phone. Happy anniversary, man.
Hold up. Yeah, man. A whole year. Bullet. Word. We did it, man. We did it. Yo, man, I want to give a real big shout out to the whole team, man. The whole team. The whole Six Man Radio team. Man. And they're going to check in a little bit later in the show. So, you know, shout to them because we couldn't even do this without y'all. You know what I mean? So shout to y'all. Shout to the listeners. Shout to the consistent listeners. Shout to the new listeners. Just shout to y'all, man. You know what I mean?
And they're listening. We definitely appreciate it, man. I can't even believe it's been a year already.
It's just been crazy. Yeah,
you know?
I'm fucking out. Like, yo, it's been a whole fucking year. Yo, that's nutty. That's really,
really.
We've just
been busy, like, just, you know, working with the show, working on the show. We didn't even notice. I mean, like, when you said it, I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. Damn.
Yeah.
It's been a year. That's bananas, but, man, I'm so excited, though, still.
It's wild because during the course of the year, you know, we've been fortunate to have so many great guests. We've had everybody from DMC to Tretch to Sadat X. MC Light, Moni Love.
Oh, my goodness.
Who else, man? P-Rock, Camp Low.
Buckshot,
Smith and Wesson. You know
crazy.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Lil Scrappy. Yo, it's been Talib Kweli, Focus,
Man.
Ian Gray. Yo, it's just been
crazy.
Carol March.
Man.
It's just been off the hook. It's been off the hook. Greg Nice. We can go on and on. Dub C, FCA. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man.
And
stick your chest out.
And this is like recently, just the recent stuff, even with Puma.
Word, word.
Sticky Fingers.
Word, word. Stick your chest out, Nate. Stick your chest out. Because you know what I'm saying?
Raheem Devon. Raheem Devon is so near and dear to me. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't even believe it. Papoose.
Yeah. Papoose.
You know what I mean?
It just keeps going on.
Special Ed.
Special Ed.
Right.
On and on. Yo, you can check the archives and listen to all these past shows, too. They're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're there at your disposal to check out. So,
yeah.
You know, you know.
Ralph
but,
McDaniels.
Yo, it, yeah, it's so much. Fredro Starr. You know what I mean?
The dot X.
Yo, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yo,
but anyway, tonight we're going to add on to this list, man.
It's
and,
phenomenal. And, if you thought that list was phenomenal.
Yeah, it's an honor tonight to have PMD from EPMD on the show. You know, y'all might be wondering why we went into a couple of their joints just a couple minutes ago. Well, that's because the big homie will be in the building in a couple minutes, matter of
yeah,
fact.
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In a couple minutes. We're going to jump right into his interview in a minute. So,
mm-hmm.
You know. PMD from yes. EPMD is in the building, so get your fisherman hat, put your Tims on, lace them up, put your hoodies on, you know. None of that Harlem Shake shit, none of that bullshit.
That's not real.
None of that,
we ain't
turning up shit in here. This is hip hop, B. Six Man Radio, and happy birthday to my baby, Six Man Radio, man. You heard me singing to it.
The beginning was crazy. I was like, he's lost his mind.
Yeah, man. You know, I had to sing to the baby. I had to sing to the baby, man.
That's crazy.
You know, that's my baby girl right there. Six Man Radio, and we gonna keep pressing forward.
Yes, indeed.
God willing. You know what I mean? God willing. Next week, you're going to want to tune in, too, because we got a real special show. It's I guess you could call it a Love and Hip Hop show.
Yeah, definitely a Love and Hip Hop show.
Right.
That's what it is. Salute to this show.
Yeah, salute. Next week, we got Tahiri and Winter Ramos from Love and Hip Hop New York. So they'll be in the building next week. So make sure y'all tune in on 3/9 at 7:30 p.m.
That's
Eastern
right.
Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right?
And
so,
then,
yo, go ahead.
And then, like, don't we have something crazy? Like, the following week is bananas still. You know, it's 1 year anniversary, but don't get it twisted. We got some people coming up for y'all, man, listen.
Yeah.
And starting with tonight with PMD, the PMD interview in itself is so big for us.
Yeah.
You know, and then the Unsung was just on too. It couldn't have been like more perfect because it's just really dope. And then like just the body of work that they've done is gonna be ridiculous. It's gonna be on display tonight.
Yeah. We work hard, man. We work
mm-hmm.
hard.
Mm-hmm. It's so true.
We work real hard. Shout out to PMD. Shout out to EPMD and everything that they gave us. You know what I'm saying? Like, to me, I thought that it would be appropriate to have them or him or either one of them represent for our 1 year anniversary just because how big they are as a group. You know, while I was promoting this, it was interesting to me how the interest of the people. A lot of people don't really know who they are. You know what I mean?
What?
And then I really think back to when they really made the impact. And they, like, we talking, we was in junior high, yo, going into high school. You feel me? When they was really doing their thing, and that was a while ago. You know what I mean? So, and we talking late '80s going into the '90s. So,
It's incredible how they even got started and how easily they were amongst their peers, like almost immediately from the time that they started. So, and they've contributed to hip hop in an unbelievable way. That's definitely for certain.
They're one of the greatest fucking groups, period, y'all. All genres, like you can't even. Come on, man. Yo, y'all getting me hype. I'm getting hype, man. I'm ready to get into this interview, man. I'm ready to get into this interview.
Man. I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Let the man speak for himself.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Six Man Radio, but yo, Nate, I'm proud of you, B. I'm proud of
Thank you,
B.
Thank you. And I'm proud of you. I'm happy to be part of this movement.
Yeah, man.
I've met an awesome amount of people. And you know what? Even like, you know, The Hit Squad has a mixtape that just dropped too, so you know we have to plug that definitely. They did a little something in Harlem. pushing it, and Parrish is a good brother, you know what I mean? Like, they're one of the most significant groups in hip-hop, but yet very humble brothers, real cool, real down to earth, and, you know, they rock, and they still move within, like, themselves with the knuckleheads and everything. It's incredible to see that after all these years. I mean, like you said, this is from 1986.
Yeah, yeah.
Now.
Yo, you know what, though? Yo, you getting me hype, man. Let's just get into it, yo. Let's get into it, man. Yo, Six Man Radio, it's our 1-year anniversary, baby. Yo, y'all need to understand what I'm saying, bro.
Yes.
1 year, man. That's 52 weeks, B. That's 365
Six
days.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio. Radio.
Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not even going to, I'm going to let you do this one. I'm just going to pass it off to you
crazy.
Because I'm a little... I think I'm gonna get tongue tied. I'm not sure, so I'm just gonna let you
right.
do it.
All right, cool.
You
cool.
do it.
I got
you
it.
Do it.
I got this. Right. Check this out, man. On the line, we have one half of probably, arguably, the greatest hip hop group of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, we got PMD of EPMD on the line. Salute, peace. How are you, brother?
Yo, doing good. Yo, doing real good.
Word up.
On the case, MC's out there. You better stand clear. EPMD is the world premiere from New York Straight Talk, America's best. Kauai,
yep.
Long Island, where I rest. What up, Steve?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Yo, first off, it's an honor. It's an honor beyond honor to have you on the show. I wanna personally thank you for everything. Just everything, bro. Everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that the music had such an effect. It captured a time frame, and it still resonates to this day. Like real talk, I could put any one of them joints on right now, and go back to there, and like when everything was okay. So I gotta salute you and thank you for that. First off the rep.
Yo, good luck. And I appreciate
word
the
up.
Respect. For real.
Word up. It's definitely there. So, with that being said, let's get into EPMD, man, because I want to start with the fisherman hat. Let's go there. This is something that is trademarking and branding. It was teaching that early, you know, in the vein of the Run DMC with the Adidas. You know, they branded that. Where did that come from? Where did that idea come from with the fisherman hat?
Well, the fisherman hat, you know, we live in Long Island. You know, we sit by the water. You know, and you know, one of the biggest things that, you know, Eric and I was always into was, you know, having our own style. It's just, just cool. So being by the water, you see the unfinished business cover, that's like right near the water. You know what I'm saying? So all we needed to do was drop the album, sell the records, then we could get the boat.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
That's, fisherman hat came, it just was smooth and it just was us because we didn't want to kind of just have to jump out there and OD for no reason because, you know, sometimes people feel they need an image or feel they have to do something. That was really us.
Right.
Like when you on your gear, if you threw on your sneakers, we didn't even get to the Tim yet. So when we were just rocking, you know, regular sneakers or something with the gear, you know, the fisherman hat was part of the gear.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
We called it headgear.
Absolutely. Yeah, because everybody else, they had the... Well, snapbacks was actually out back then. Niggas was rocking the snapbacks. Niggas had the L.A. King snapbacks. And I think N.W.A. and them was rocking that. But then EPMD came with the fisherman hat. Everybody, I was going to... Fam, I was going to every... You know, the little Chinese joint, the little Chinese stores on like Fulton or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I was going to each of them looking for fisherman hats. But... I could never find the right ones with the right brim, bro.
Yeah, no question. To this day, they're so hard. The find that. That was the whole point. You know, you couldn't just go in any store and find it. You had to do your homework.
Right. Wow. Yo, definitely.
Fisherman, how he did his homework.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right.
On the IROC and the Benz help, too.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
But we were right, following Eric B. and Rakim, you know.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely. Especially on the Unfinished Business cover. You know what I mean? The Unfinished Business cover by the water, leaning on the fam. Like, I could go on and on about that, but let's start from the beginning. Let's start with Strictly Business. How did the deal formulate? Because I was watching the Unsung joint. You tripped me out when you was talking about how y'all recorded and how you had the tape going all around the room. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah, because with no samplers yet, you know?
Yeah, yo, that's
no
crazy.
Sampling machines yet, so we had to figure out a way how to loop the music, and then after the music is looped, have it play long enough for 4 minutes so we can actually do the song.
So which record was actually the record that we got now? And was it that whole album? The whole album wasn't done in there.
Yo, that's a great question. Yeah. Yo, It's My Thing was done like that. You Got the Chill was done like that. Every song we did, we had to take that unless it was like, I mean, we really don't want to go there, but it's time to party. I don't think we had to loop nothing.
Wow.
But the real stuff, you know, like Who's Booty and all of that, boom, 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 that had to all go around there.
Wow. Well, that is cool.
At once, it was the one playing the loop, and then it was the one actually taped and while the loop was playing. And then once it would tape for 4 minutes, then turn on the microphone.
Wow. Off the hook. And that album was monumental. You know what I mean? It pretty much set the tone for you know actually stepping outside of the box and digging into the funk
right.
and you know what I mean, and really delving into the soul shit. You know what I mean? Salute to that. You know what I'm saying? Because
and rock that, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
That was dope.
We felt that that's what we had to do because we was from Long Island. So the Five Barrels was always, you know, super dominant. So before we even started listening to the Magic, Mr. Magic, God Bless the Dead, World Premiere, and Red Alert, you had to be official. So we went that extra hard, and it paid off in the end.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, because you have to understand the tone was set. Like, before we even got on, Rakim had like the 190E with the blue rag top. And, you know, we used to just ride past the house just to look at it, just park there like that. So once we got on, it was like, okay. And then, you know, the more you got, the more records you sold and the more albums you put out, you know, that's how you rock.
Yeah.
And far as like samples, is like, you know, you think of all the eras before, like Zapp, you know, Parliament, you know, George Clinton, the list goes on. You know, when we was doing it, we were doing it in the 80s and the 90s, not realizing the 70s was like a step right behind us. That was only like 10 years behind us.
Yeah.
You know, so before we got most of James Brown samples, you know.
Yeah. That's crazy. Because they were still, you're right, because they still were fairly new records, though. They wasn't that old.
Right.
It was only like, it was only 10 years, pretty much.
And I didn't realize that. Like, way after, it was like, wait a minute, so this came out in 74? This came out in
74? Yeah, so it wasn't even it was like music, really, like, if you really think about it, and who you are, veteran in this game, like, that was music, kind of like what you grew up on, because that stuff was on the radio when we were growing up. Radio was really fresh in the 70s. You heard rock, you heard a little soul, some funk, you know what I mean? And then your parents, if they were into black music, you heard all kinds of music, you know? And you mixed that up. And not only that, with the MTV era coming in, you pulled that rock right into it. You know, that was just incredible to me.
Yeah, that's where Michael first came in with Gene.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Oh, you know?
playing the music on one level, because when you rode in the car, that's all you can do. And then you just hear their song and the actual album that they brought home.
Yeah.
I just thought it was dope. Something like, you know, I had this guy who lived close to my mother, and he used to play with Hendrix. And his record collection was just so unreal. Like, when you took the records out to use them, like, you couldn't put no smudge on them. This is real talk. And, you know, his record collection was just unreal. And the more you would listen, like, every time we would sample something, it was kind of ill. Like, here's a perfect example. Like, the Zap. As soon as that was looped and the record got big, we met Roger. So it was like the songs we were sampling, we got to meet the people. And then God Bless the Dead, too. Sugarfoot from Ohio Players.
Right.
No, he just passed away. Last time we got to see him was maybe like 2 years ago or 3 years ago on the Tom Joyner boat ride. So we got to watch his performance and then go talk to him, you know, afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, but like, you know, one of his big things, Sugarfoot said, I read it in one of his interviews, it's like basically old school new fools, because it's really the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. It's different times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, okay. After Strictly Business dropped, then Unfinished Business dropped. Unfinished Business was supposed to be the sophomore jinx, quote unquote. Unfinished Business was the monster. But wait, Pete. First off, I gotta tell you, from me to you, bro. I am proud of it. I used to cut school to go to Beat Street Records, because, you know, they used to put the albums out on Friday. You know, the albums would come out on Tuesday. They were supposed to drop on Tuesday, but they were dropping them on Friday. They put them out on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? So I knew 12 o'clock noon, they was going to drop them EPMD albums in Beat Street. You know what I'm saying? And
I would leave
school and get on the train and go to Fulton Street and go cop that album and be on the train reading the credits. Word up. I had the Unfinished Business joint. Fam.
Credits, right.
The big payback, right?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about that record and the video. The record is so... We playing it tonight anyway, so it don't even matter. It don't even matter. We'll probably bring it back 400 times. We had Scratch on the show before, and he was such a ill combination with y'all. You know what I mean? It really showed on the Unfinished Business album. It really showed. He said
that
he was with y'all.
Recorded in Power Play in Queens.
Yeah. Hmm. Oh, God.
It was the energy, too, because KRS-One was recorded in the same studio. So if KRS-One was in there, then we would be in there. And a lot of the energy after the Strictly Business album dropped, you know, we went on the Runs House tour, and then was around Slick Rick and Big Daddy Kane, so it was also touring energy, which brought forth, like, what you're saying, and the big payback, and get the Bozak and stuff like that, you know? Because we already got introduced to the stage, so that's why I get the Bozak while I'm making the Take Energy, Shaking and Flaking, Pete Marvin the 300 degrees, and start baking MCs like potato. Like, philosophical, like the Greek man Plato, like, that's where we were.
Come on, man. Oh, man. All right.
2013. But just to give you an inside look, like, you know, the first album, then we was doing heavy touring. So, you know, it was that friendly competition.
Yeah, man. So how'd N.W.A. get in the video, though? You know what
because
I mean? Cause
I love, because back there, You Got to Chill was such a big record that a lot of people thought we came from the West Coast.
From the West Coast, yeah.
You know, EPMD is one of the few groups, like, you know, that's why we didn't understand how, you know. But we spent so much time over there touring off of that You Got to Chill record that we would always run into N.W.A. or we would be doing shows. So once that album came out, I spoke to the guys. Yo, they said no problem. They showed up. We went to Beverly Hills Gun Range, and that's where we began to film the big payback. But shooting a video in a gun range was too much back then. So that's why you really never saw that video, and it was really underground. All of those dudes, they did put it this way, they didn't have to sign out the weapons from the actual place. They came with their own.
Right. Oh, wow.
Like Eazy-E, they pulled something out the case.
Yeah.
You know, but it was a regularly firing range, so, you know.
Yeah.
He was a cool dude. He was a cool dude, real cool.
Yeah, real smooth, you know. Everybody, they definitely about their business. So, you know, Eazy-E, Ice Cube showed up, you know.
How did you guys end up being managed by Rush? How did that come about?
Because Run was going on the Run's House tour, and he wanted EPMD on his tour. So when we were signing Sleeping Bag, we all Cohen set up a meeting, met there, and basically told us we was going to be on the Run's tour. And then, working with them on that, ended up on Rush.
Wow. Yeah.
No, because it was basically like a lifestyle. Like you just stepped into it, and it was already moving and unbelievable.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got there. The Beastie Boys was already the Beastie Boys. You know, LL was already L.
Right.
So, Public Enemy was already there.
That was crazy.
Like,
it felt like
he
had a job.
Yeah, that's off the hook. That's how we ended up with Rush. Once Leo came, and we met at Sleeping Bag, and Run wanted to be on it, so we was on the Run's House tour on Run DMC's bus.
That is crazy.
Look at this,
like that, and the shift in the whole movement that you guys were doing already. And now you're on tour with people that are already big names in the industry. And you must,
it wasn't a lot of people in the industry. Like, you see, like, right now how it is. Back then, it was only, like, four tops. And you got, like, Run DMC and Jay, like, they really lived it. Like, LL really lived it. So it wasn't like it was tour music. These guys was walking around talking about what they was going to do, and they did it. Same thing with Will Smith. He was on a tour with Parents Just Don't Understand.
And
Jazzy Jeff. Watch, I'm gonna go to Hollywood. I'm gonna blow up, and everybody's looking like, okay, well, yeah, sure. Independence Day. Men in Black.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said that. He was walking around saying it.
Yeah.
So that's why Rum was like, "Whose house?" Runs out, runs out.
All right. So that's good. That's good. Because now the Business As Usual album drops, right?
Yeah.
Retarded. Like, Fab, just when you think they can't do it again, here we go. It starts off with I'm Mad. Fam, I remember.
Right.
Yo, man, like, what the hell? Fam, like, what was y'all on when y'all was in there doing these records, brother? Like, real talk, I wonder what the cutting room floor records are, like the records that didn't make it. You know what I mean? Like, where are they at? Where are the lost EPMD records at?
Yo, they're around.
Are they?
Yeah, they definitely around, yeah.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah.
Yo, that album from top to bottom was so crazy, and it introduced Redman, know what I'm saying? You, the business savvy was retarded. Like, it was crazy because, you know, from a fan standpoint, we got to sit and watch. Y'all already, by the time Business As Usual came out, it was already known what time, the niggas knew what time it was. So it seemed like the perfect time to start putting niggas on. Of course, y'all had Solo, you know,
right.
who was a beat, you know, and then bringing Redman into the fold, Dos Effects into the fold. Yo, it was crazy. Yo, it's bananas. What? Fam, salute. That's all I can say, bro. Salute. You know what I'm saying? I remember looking at the Unsung joint, and it was said that y'all looked at the charts, and all y'all was on the charts at the same time. It was crazy. Like, this is what niggas like Young Money is doing now. at the time, it was kind of unheard of. Like, y'all pretty much started it.
Right.
You
know,
word up. Word up.
Got all of that done in a 7-month period.
What, the Business as Usual album? The album?
No, meaning like once it dropped and then we hit the road, then it was like Dos Effects dropped Dead Serious in March. So from March to like October, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, now pause it, and that was totally different because, you know, Eric and I was already in our rhythm from Strictly Business, Unfinished Business, and Business as Usual.
Mm-hmm. Right. It seems like it was no-brainer. Like they were no-brainer going into the equation. You know what I mean? But I always wanted to know what happened with the Knucklehead. You know what I mean? Because it seemed like it was because the record was hot, but I don't really know what was going on with them. What happened with them?
So it was a wrap. So after 92, you know, when it was all said and done, then anything behind that really didn't get a good look, you know?
Yeah.
But the companies, you know how that go with the record labels. If the scene is there, then they got the money behind it, putting the show out, and they putting the radio. But they're aware of the situation, and they kind of pull back, and then it never came out.
Yeah.
But it was complete. And the first thing was kind of dope.
That's kind of fast forward because of course then the business number personal, which was fucking out of this world, because then came Headbanger and all that. Now the breakup, you know what I mean? Sam, like I'm gonna tell you, like when y'all broke up, that shit had the same effect as when Tribe Called Quest broke up, bro.
Yeah.
The same shit. Like, it was like, God, man, are you serious? Are you serious? I remember hearing it. I think it was a thing that was awesome or something, but, you know, you can't really believe everything that's in all of that. And then when hearing what it was behind, and then that it was E, and then all of that, you know, the shit was crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think that now that y'all have been able to put everything behind you, and y'all know who's who, what's what, y'all already know what it is and between each other, do you think that y'all will be able to put something together and maybe bring the Hit Squad back or something? Like maybe a tour, like a Hit Squad tour or something?
Yeah, most definitely. Because since then, like, put it this way, between 2011 and 2012, Eric and I did like over 100 shows with EPMD, and I did like 40 shows by myself. So we already like a super dope foundation there, where we all over America, did the Rock Hells. We did BB King so many times we couldn't go back there.
Yeah. I saw y'all at BB King. That's why I had the Funk Flex one. You brought the whole everybody came. Keith Murray was. I was dumbfounded. Like, oh, we were there till 5
first
in the one, morning.
First one,
waiting
was,
for
that
y'all.
Was, yeah, that one was crazy. You know, and
that
then
was
that's
crazy.
Why. And then you a couple, and then you got to check yourself and be like, wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't want to be out there like that. And then over Europe, we really got to get it in, because then, you know, we just basically look at the map that sits in the back of the seat of the plane with all of those countries. And we just circled all the places, and basically we went to all of those places. So the foundation is there. We just did the Best Buy Theater last year, sold that out. Did the Rock the Bells, did VA. So, you know, for Eric and I to step in the studio and knock on an album wouldn't be no problem, but that wouldn't be our approach. We'd probably be like, hit the road. Of course, on the road, and it's always just so positive because you're around, you know, your fans and you're around your people. So you're not thinking about nothing but that.
Right.
So then that'll bring the energy, be like, yo, because, you know, we got beats all day and rhymes all day.
All day.
Yeah, so I don't know. And there's no playing around. You don't play with fans. You know, and I'm kind of, I'd be like, I think the word fan is funny, but, you know, I'd just be like, I call them my business partners. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it's kind of different. You got like a relationship. Like, I kind of feel like a fan is just someone who buys your record and don't know you.
Right.
But I've been doing this for like 2.5 decades. So, you know, new cats I can understand. But the cats who's been here from like the golden era, you know, it's a different relationship. Like, sometimes on the road, we'd be running into people from 88, 89.
Right. Right.
Some cats just, like, so diehard fans. It'd be so bad. Some fans drop, like, 10 shows, and me and E pay for the hotel. That wakes you up. Like, you know, you could be feeling whatever way, and the guy starts telling you, yeah, man, I started 3 months ago. And then when they start telling you, you realize, like, oh, wow, this kid just named the last 10 shows we did.
Yeah.
Kind of stop, talk, kick it, yo, boom, room, bang.
That's got to feel crazy, yo.
Like, there's never no, like in the studio and stuff like that, there's no, like, no vibe like that at all.
All right, good.
I think the music is going to get better.
Right.
Good. Yeah, good to hear it. And so Pete, what do you think about the game now? What do you think of how the music sounds now? And the direction.
I think the music is always going to sound the way it sounds. The problem is that sometimes the content behind the music makes it sound worse than it actually is. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does. It makes sense.
So, you know, as far as, like, depth, like, B-Boy-matic, like, underground with the hoodie on, like, you know, So What You Saying, or, like, a Headbanger, or, like, a Strictly Snapping Neck, not there. But for what they do, like, you know, this is very clear for hip-hop historians, like, you know, Grandmaster Flash came in, then it was Run DMC, then it was us, then Wu-Tang, and then it goes on and on. So each era is totally different. But we had guidance. So we had Russell there, you know, we had Jay there, we had Public Enemy and the S1Ws. So, you know, there was always a line there, because now when you get older, you understand, like, if we messed up, then it would make everybody as a whole look bad, you know. And I think that's what, you know, when EPMD broke up, the generation after us missed that. There was no leadership there.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't know that these cats ain't have no leadership and then roll up and be like, yo, what are y'all doing? You know how that go. That's the quickest way to lose a person.
Right.
So, like, I speak to a lot of these cats on that level, whether it's the skinny jeans, you know, or, you know, whatever's going on out there. Because
so how do you feel about what Lil' Jamal was saying about, you know, about Kanye and the skirts and all that?
Yeah.
Well, so I feel like... I think the real problem is hip-hop as a whole is going through a transition. So, you know, before you had hip-hop when it was just about rapping and MCs. And then, you know, you had it when it went through its pop era and it got, like, super commercial where it's at. Before it was all creative. Now it just sounds like one line of everybody trying to sound the same. Before, Slick Rick didn't sound like Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane didn't sound like EPMD. Dos didn't sound like Red. You know, that was the creative, you know, KRS-One didn't sound like Bismarck. You know, where now it's like, okay, you hear what's on the radio? Yo, you need to sound like that or you ain't got a shot. There's no creativity in that. There's no longevity in that. You know, you could drop Rakim, make him clap to this right now, and party could jump and Slick Rick Children's Story. You know what time it is. What was hot 2006? Right quick off your head.
Bay.
No
idea. Bay.
What you say?
Bay.
Oh, yeah, okay, I act the wrong guy. Right. You know I can sit there and have fun. But, obviously, bullshit. You know what I mean? He said, Bay. But, crazy, I got it. But, you know, this generation, you got to listen to them because they know what they're talking about. You know, I had a conversation with the kid with the skinny jeans, and these are official cats. And they said, one of the guys, like, see, you can't be sleeping in front of these guys because, you know, we're a little older now. So, you know, and our parents are older. But these guys are, like, really focused on point, know what they're doing. So one of the cats was making a great point. He was like, yo, P, you and Eric say all the time, Run DMC. Well, didn't Run DMC rock the tight jeans in the beginning? So, like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. Yes, this is what, you know, this is the way it was put to me. So they said, now, when y'all came in, y'all rocked the baggy jeans because cats were packing back then.
Right.
I was like, yo, okay. He says, but now, yo, we ain't packing. We got debit cards. So, really, technically, I think y'all just taking up space on Earth, or whichever way he put it to me, it made perfect sense. And I'll be honest with you, I'll go even further. He said, yo, man, we bought your record, and we told people you was dope. Y'all was dope. What more did y'all want from us? So,
oh,
you know, I was so real stuff. I was like, yo, you know, because it was a regular conversation, and I was like, I got to listen to this guy because I kind of caught the impression, like, yo, that whole era is doing what they doing, but the guys before them let them down.
Right.
They real with it. They like, P, we here, we don't see nothing.
Mm.
And that's because nothing's there.
Damn.
So the whole moral to the story is I would have looked like a fool if I wasn't paying attention and ran past them, because they can go any which way they want to go and they're going to be okay. The energy is right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're only just hearing one side, then that's all you know, which goes back to no matter where we was, we always had that guidance or that supervision around us because, you know, you're dropping music, people's investing in you, you know.
Right.
Somebody take the time to put their money up and put their label behind it, behind you, then it's up for you to give 150. But it gets a little complicated once you start flying. Then you got the hotel. Then you got the show. Oh, now you got cash in your pocket. Now you want a ball. You know, there's politics. Because when you go to each, every hood, you know, you got to respect cats. Because it's a matter of understanding, you know, where you really at and where people
right.
at. Come into the, what is normal before you get there. Then when you advertise, come up in there, it kind of put a lot of people at odds. So,
right.
But one thing that all of those people have in common, they paid their money to come to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So that's when, you know, you as a person have to be aware. Because if you're closed-minded, that's when the problem starts. You know? Because
right.
most MCs, like, you know, again, when we go back to the generation of under us, like, I hear amazing stuff that sounds wild to me. Like, yo, Pete, cats don't even know what a rider is.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? No, some cats never even heard of PDM or know what it is.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like having the number one draft pick. You would want the number one draft pick on your team as opposed to seeing them playing against somebody else in the championship.
Right.
How they are, and they're comfortable with it. They don't have that wear and tear on them. They don't even know the history and don't care about the history.
Right. They don't care.
You know? So my whole point is that as it came down, it was passed, and, you know, in hip-hop and the hip-hop culture and the landscape, you know, we always had that knowledge around us, you know. And even now today, it's the difference between making records and really making it happen. Then now when you run into a Big Daddy Kane, you know, or you run into a Slick Rick, you know, you run into a DMC, you know, everybody done lived life and learned a lot, so they're kind of on their second wind, especially
right.
Dougie does the most shows. So nobody really knows what it's like when you got a lobby call at 6 in the morning and then you got Dougie in your van. There's no plane. That's not 601, 602, 603. 6 o'clock is 6 o'clock. That's the way it should be.
Right.
You know, so, you know, it's all according to where you at the time. But as far as show-wise, Dougie's the number one entertainer with the most shows, 365 days. So you kind of, when you see him, each year you get your weight up.
It's still like that? He's still 365
yeah.
days a year?
Well, not 365, but I would be shocked if he's under 250.
And you know, he just got saluted by the White House.
Yeah, Dougie.
With a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know.
It's only music. Like, when you ride with Doug, it's like, yo. You know what I'm saying? Doug is like that. Like, you know, because artists, everybody goes through stuff.
Right.
So it's all according to, like, what time you get back to the campsite, you know?
Yeah.
Some got back earlier than others.
Yeah.
But those guys be moving out there, and they don't only just be doing the shows, you know? They be talking to the kids.
Yeah, they
you
do.
Know what?
Put in work.
Dougie
got the
record. And you know what? That brings a perfect segue, and I'm real interested to hear your answers to these questions, you know? We know you're busy, so we're not gonna keep you. But before we let you go, we ask all our guests the same three questions: your top three MCs of all time, top three groups all time, and top three producers all time.
Okay. Yeah. Well, top three. Let me get the top three best MCs out of the way. You know Rakim, so
definitely.
Damn. Nas, for sure. That's two.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's tough.
See, yeah, because three, then it's not fair because you got Chris and Kane, and I'm not trying to limit it to a golden era.
Right.
I'm definitely not trying to limit it to a golden era. That's why I give Nas props for sure, because he's the only dude who came back when hip-hop was totally gone and hit a home run twice.
Yeah.
Right. Crazy.
You know what I mean? The first one, Godson, and then he just came back again, like,
life's
good. And when you wake up, you know? So that's why I said not. But there's one.
Okay.
That's
a solid list, though. It's solid.
Yeah. That's a hardcore list.
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay.
Right. Top three groups and producers all time.
Three groups: Run DMC, EPMD. Man, problem again. Because I would have to go with Mobb Deep and M.O.P.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Stop.
Yeah.
So you,
hold up. What?
P could get however many he want though. Like this is
Pink. That's what I was thinking.
We don't know the bend the rules for P.
I can't be you. Say son. Right there. And then when it's over, I'm like, oh my goodness, no. But I would say Run DMC.
Okay.
EPMD.
Right.
Mobb Deep.
Right.
M.O.P.
Okay. All right. Very strong list.
I was born on the 13th, so.
All right.
Uh-oh, James Barkish. Like, yo, y'all better chill.
All right. Top three.
Hey, calm down.
All time.
Top three producers. Yeah, we in the snowstorm. It's going down out here. Oh. I would say me and Eric, EPMD.
Right.
Definitely.
Yep. Premier.
Right.
Dr. Dre.
Right.
Hold on, get one more. Man.
I'd be surprised if you don't say this one, at least.
Oh, no, you see? That's what I like.
I would be surprised if you don't say this one. Think of who you already said. You said you and Eric.
Yeah.
You said Primo.
Yeah.
Right? Wait, who was the third one you said?
Dr. Dre.
Right? So you throwing in a fourth one.
Nah, so we only got three now. Hold up. Fourth one. Goodness. Yo, give me a little something. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest.
All right. definitely the East Coast. He definitely from the East Coast. Definitely.
Oh man.
I'll give you a hint. He did a remix for you.
Oh my goodness. Yo, this is where Run look at me and say, yo, the fakest nigga. Yo, oh man, are you kidding me? The Chalk Boy Wonder?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy. T-Rock would kill me. And I got a CP, I would have been finished.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Well,
yeah. That's T-Rock on the
Indeed.
Drum.
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was tripping real quick, like, come on, P.
Come on. I didn't want you to give it to me, because then, it would have been a wrap. I would have been heated.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, I'll give you a hint. Oh, my goodness.
Nah. But yo, that's a real, that's solid, too. That's definitely solid, too. And, yo,
Real talk, P. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for calling in. Just thank you, bro. Thank you for being PMD, bro. Word
Yo,
up.
You got it. I really appreciate it.
Word up, man. And please.
Definitely did they think, because I was on the move, but I was like, yo, you know what? I definitely could. Yeah. Nadine.
Yeah.
I was staying on you like, come on.
Yeah.
Word up.
I need to talk to you. Come on, we want to talk to you because we're such big fans.
We're
definitely honored.
Word up. So, Pete, please, don't hang up because we want to get a drop from you real quick, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back.
Six Man Radio.
This is Trinity Tretch, also known as Tribal Tretch, Alibaba the Butcher, the original ghetto bastard, Mr. Yoke the Joker, in your backyard, bitch, and this is how we do it, New Jerusalem, Dirty Jersey style, Garden State Great, Six Man Radio, home of the contemporary adult music, grown folk things going on over these parts, partner. Hey, yo, what's the deal, y'all? It's your man, Crazy Trazy, you know what I'm saying? Diggity Dots Effects. And yo, right about now, I'm holding down with my peeps, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The home of adult contemporary hip hop. You already know that's that real hip hop. Yo, Six Man, let's do that. Throw that joint on, man. Let's do it. Let's show them how we do it. Crazy Trazy. Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your man, Mr. Cheeks, representing the B family up in the building. You already know, man. It's Six Man Radio. That adult contemporary hip hop, you know what I mean? Let's get it while we got it. Let's go.
What up, y'all? It's your man, Bill Dance, world famous MOP Firing Squad. Again, not in the building. I built this motherfucker and I know my way around, all right? Six Man Radio, home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. That's how it's going down. Salute.
Six Man
Radio.
Tell I made clothing with my New York stitch. My chick bangin', don't you see my New York bitch?
Yeah, I want my New York shit. You niggas know we deserve the props we get. Riding up in the range, I'm in my New York whip. International chicks on my New York dick. Yeah, I want my New York shit. I with my New York spit. Thanks to the boroughs, now I'm New York rich. The way I thought I'm done with my New York hits.
If you're from New York, stand up right now. If you're from New York,
before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roller every station, murder the DJ. Roller every station, murder the DJ. If hip hop should die before I wake, I put an extended clip inside of my AK. Roller every station, murder the DJ. Roller every station, murder the DJ.
DJ, hip hop just died this morning.
Niggas smoke, laugh, party, and die in the same corner. Get cash, live fast, body, they man's mama. Rich ass niggas is riding with three llamas. Revenge in the eyes, Hennessy in the ganja. Words to the wise, with villains say the minds. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind. Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Grinded, hitting Brazilian dimes from behind.
Whenever, if ever, I roll up the stone up. Any ghetto will tell you not help grow what's up. My face once raised promotional Sony trucks. 100 million in villain, I helped blow them up. Gave my nigga my right, I could've gave left. So like my girl Foxy, a nigga went deaf. So nigga, who's your top 10? Is it MC Shan? Is it MC Ren?
Murder.
Murder.
demolition on dividends. Rage, crooked shark, full of you swim again. Uptown, uptown, that's that Bronx adrenaline. My fur four blocks long, sinister grin, remember him.
Crooked C, Crooked C. Got a four finger up on him, is reading marijuana. If you want it, then you're gonna be a goner. You got it, my getaway train's a Maserati. And my cup links carry racers, and they cut by the centimeters. Boogie senoritas, that's my sapphire. If I'm asking why they do it, they say they love T-Bot. Get them higher and higher.
Got the Simmons, got the Cheney, got the genies and bikinis, got the bottles of martini when you see me.
We back up now.
Got 500 on the kicks, fly bunnies wanna kiss. Got the bamboo, got the bubbles for the blitz.
We back up now.
If you know the song, sing along. Ooh, ooh, yeah, you're right. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I think you're wrong in the high. I think you're wrong in the high. Ooh, ooh, in your mouth.
But that's that wild.
Get it.
Six men.
Got it made. Y'all mean? And right now, y'all tune in to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip hop.
Undermine me and backstab me, but I can see clearly now the rain is gone, the pain is gone, but what you did was still wrong. There was a few times I needed your support, but you tried to play me like an indoor sport, like basketball, tennis, pool, whatever. All I know is that you attempted to be clever. Nevertheless, cleverness can't impress, cause now you've been exposed like a person undressed. And I can see through you, cause I'm the guru. And what you gonna do when I start to step to you? Cause when I take you back, I'll be hurting you. And this ain't no threat, so take it personal. Rappers and art, you can't own no loops. It's how you hook them up and the rhyme style true. So don't even think you could say someone bit off of your weak beat. Come on, you need to quit. I flip lines and rhymes that never sound like yours. There ought to be laws against you yapping your jaws. Originality overflows in me, and the truth is that you wish you could live the life I live and kick the lyrics I kick. But bear in mind that you can't think this quick. So Premiere drops beats for me to say verses to. And if I sound doper, then take it personally.
What up, y'all? This is the C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga be getting this motherfucking C-Walk on, skip skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now, Six Man Radio, adult contemporary radio. Yeah, we in here, home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it.
Bang, bang, yeah.
What's up? It's DJ Jam representing that DPG all the way live from the west side. And you're in tune, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B.
Go, 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 Charlie. It's your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Six Man
Radio. Radio.
Tiny form, everybody break bread, huddle around, guzzle that, I'm about to
rent, a punk faggot nigga stealing my light. Crawl up in the bed with grandma beneath the lazy boy where you hid your knife. Ghost is back, stretch Cadillacs, fruit cocktails, hit the shells, that punch pastry rag. Walk with me like Dorothy, try to judge these plus degrees. Such a cow, rats to feed, getting waxed all through the drive through. Take the stand, throw my hand on the Bible and tell lies true. I'm the ultimate, splashing Wolverine, Razor Star ring. $20 off, no tax, dream merchant. Tucked in the clouds, stay splurging like an eagle head. 6 inch height, what the bird, Monday night, Dallas vs. Jets. Two slid in with one hand, two coaches, ciphers, one bag of wet. Heavy rain, fuck my kicks up. Watch a looking splash in the puddle. Bitch laughing, first thought was beat the bitch up. Mojied off gracefully, New York smoke, sworn in Chiba Hall. Seen the yellow brick roll, left over pastry. Saint Ghost face, holy in the mind. Last seen Manhattan Station, drew the 6A digit in the briefcase. Rawness. Quick to reload around, facing it surround, look at Sam.
Rap for all my niggas in the back, stadium packed, linebacker nigga, flash stack, see through yellow lines, rock a fly jersey in the summertime, guard, magic marker rap, bleed Benadine, relax, wrote this, coming at your crab ass, coping, snatch your ice off, chilling in the back, throw the lights off, waves, water blend, rhyme flowing, slow motion, thick snare, I feel it like a snail in the ocean, what's your wish, wanna kringle like Chris, melodic single dart, snap a nigga just like fish, you fucked up, some rich niggas, you done test, yo, select the wrong department, and niggas pulled up your dress, style molest that, canal chain nigga, where your vest at, flex and make me wanna bless that, yo, Saddam Hussein niggas, light the torch, we flaming niggas, autograph that, flatten all the main
it's
niggas,
yours. The world in the palm of your hand,
it's yours.
22 million of useful land,
it's yours.
The scene in the black woman,
it's yours.
Double LP from Wu-Tang Clan,
it's yours.
Yo,
it's yours.
Super freak physique, like Raphael Sadiq, baby love the gondolier every day of the week. Super friends wake up, deluxe gourmet beats. The night is right, I might find me a suite. It's a quarter full moon, I arrive, woman swoon, well groomed, dance hall packed, full room. Lady move, peep my glide, peep my zoom, keep and strive. Smoke the lie, smoke the boom, feel the fumes, consume toxic tunes. Hellbound, 340 ounce typhoon. The ultraviolet scream machine, move your body, touch the totem pole, wobble arc, builders guard brush. Beams of light, stop your breathing, it's hunting season. Honey, eyeballing down for no reason. Grab a close, play post, wine and wax floors. Never mind the lures, cause tonight,
yo, it's yours.
Stop the fade up, the round blast, my watch to my pre-amp. The canvas will be vamped, and shit'll get blast. And four bottles, hot left propels throughout my nozzle. Crack your skull like bottles, leave you sip as models. You fat, you couldn't pull one drag off my blunt. You couldn't punch away out of a wet paper bag with scissors in your hand. Bitch, the RZA, I stand close to war, at number four, the lizard, and channel through solar panels, blast off like Roman candles, not vandals, stomp your ass like Wahoo McDaniel.
Yeah. Six Man Radio, home of the dope, temporary hip hop, and that grown and sexy R&B, the truth, love, nigga. Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, aka Larry J. Blige, and all that good shit. Along my co-defendant, Nate Dean, fucking Michelle, man. What up?
That's me. Yeah. That was a dope, dope interview with PMD. I can't even believe, like, some of the things that he was saying. Crazy interview.
He's going in. Like, I was definitely humbled by that. You know.
Yeah,
and yo,
yeah,
man, it's our birthday, yo. It's
exactly.
Our 1 year anniversary. Yo, wake up, Nate.
I'm up. I am up and live. I want to give a special shout out.
You was mad,
bro.
You was mad relaxed. You was like, yo, you know, you was chilling.
But that's not true. That's not true. I'm trying to be calm. Is it? Yo, I want to give a special shout out to JP Zamit, listening in Canada. He's in the chat room, chatting it up with him. He loves EPMD, one of their biggest fans. And, you know, salute to Canada, listening in on Six Man Radio on the one-year anniversary. Can't get no better. Can't get no better.
Crazy.
Yo, we've had 400,000+ listeners worldwide.
Yeah, that's crazy. And a couple on other planets, too. That's crazy.
The other planets? Yeah, those other planets too.
Yeah, man. Shit,
thank y'all for listening
listen.
Out there.
Shit,
love
nigga.
Y'all.
You
know, we're not the only ones
out
here.
But yo, Nate, you know what? I want to go to the phones real quick. I want to go to the phone.
Let's do it.
I'll hop over, just check a couple people. Some of our hosts are calling in around 9:15, but I want to check a couple people that's on now. And see what they talk about. We're going to see what they talk about. Bye.
Bring it.
Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
This is it, guys. And what's good?
Yo, what's good, bro?
How you doing, General? Happy anniversary on your 1 year anniversary. 400,000. That's a small army right there. Y'all got more troopers than Sri Lanka right now. You got to realize that, right?
We try it. We try it, brother. We got it for
that
500,000. Okay, that was a great interview. That was a great interview. Y'all did your thing. I just wish it was like a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? But like,
it was 40 minutes, brother.
Listen, man, when we got this fast food music out here. And y'all got some real stuff that it can suit my appetite. You know what I'm saying? Fast food music, you know what I'm saying? It makes me hungry. So when y'all got that real good appetite music, I got to hear it, man. I'm sorry. I'm being selfish
now. Yeah,
absolutely.
Hear you. Not a problem. Word up. Well, I salute you, and I thank you for calling in, bro. Word up.
No doubt. You know, like
appreciate
I said, one.
Man.
No doubt, man. Six Man Radio, you know what I'm saying? The revolution won't be coming through your TV. It'll be bumping out the radio box, man. Y'all
that's
got it.
That's it. All day, man. Salute to you, brother.
No
Word
doubt.
Up.
Peace, y'all.
All right.
All right, then.
Yeah, man. All right. Now, let's go.
Oh, man.
Let's mosey on to the next caller.
Yes, indeed.
Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
Are you there, caller? Oh, they're being quiet. It's cool, though. We appreciate you listening, because without you, we wouldn't have this, and we do it for you. So, salute to you.
Don't be scared.
That's all right. That's cool. Let's see who else where we got. Let's see what's got.
Yeah, man. Wait, hold on. Let me see.
Let's see
what we got here. Hold on. Yeah, man. It's our birthday, man. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
We hear you. Well, we salute you too. You know? We salute you, 937. We salute you.
We see them there. They chilling. They holding it down. Though.
That's all right.
They
hold it down,
six,
y'all.
Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? Yo. All
right. Yo.
Yo, who's down the line? Yo.
I thought I heard somebody.
I did. Yo.
What up?
That's Barry White on the line? He lives.
He's alive.
Who that?
What's it's good,
Guns.
Brother?
Oh, Guns, what's good? What's cracking, cuz?
What up, cuz?
What's good,
happy
man?
Happy
anniversary,
y'all.
Damn, Guns, what happened?
He said Barry White.
No, because he was like, I'm like, yo, who is this?
Hey, dope show.
Thanks,
guys. Appreciate it, brother. You know, we out here, man. We out here in these streets, man. You know.
Yes, sir.
Word up, man. Hope you feel better, bro.
Yeah, all you right, sick, man. Guns? Oh,
yeah,
man,
I'm sick
as hell
right
soup,
now.
Guns. You need some chicken soup. And a veggie fruit drink. Get yourself together. Feel better.
That's what I'm about to do.
Right.
And some loud. And some loud.
Right. Yeah, that too.
Hold it up. All right,
John.
All right, my nigga.
Salute, salute.
Hey. Salute. Yeah, man. Crazy, man.
Damn.
Gonna go one more? Gonna go one more?
Yeah, why not? Why not? It's our birthday. Do
Let's
it.
Go one more. Let's go one more. Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line? I say Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
Nobody. Nobody's there. Well, they're there, but they're not there. That's all right. Because we salute
so
you
cool.
for listening.
It's cool. As long as they stay on, man, it's all good. And, yo, check it out. Like we were saying earlier, next week is going to be a really, really crazy show, man. It's the Love of Hip Hop New York show. We got Tahiri in the building, and we
yes,
got Winter Ramo. Winter going to be talking about that book, Game Over, the tell-all book you got.
And it's not what you think with that book. So you definitely got to listen to this interview. It's going to be dope. So
yeah.
Not what you think.
Heard up. Or it might be what you think.
Ah, oh, damn.
What do you think? It depends on
what
you think.
That's what we want to know. Yeah, we want to know. So tune in next week. You let us know what you think after that interview.
Yeah. What
I know what
think?
I think. What do you? I'm not gonna say what I think until next week.
I see you ain't asking me what I think
what do you think, Steve?
Ah, man, you really want to know what I think?
I do. I really do. You know, I take your, you know, whatever you think into consideration, you know. Means a lot to me. Go in.
Yo,
do
man.
You. I want to know.
Crazy. Man, it's crazy.
I want to know.
I think it's a book talking about, I think it's actually probably a coloring book.
What? You think it's a coloring book, huh?
And it's teaching everyone how to get along peacefully.
Yeah.
In today's society, and
right.
you can color.
Right. Yeah. You can color by numbers, maybe, but no, not by because
nah.
you know that's easier. You know? You color by numbers, right? I know what I think, so let me say what I think. Then I think it's tale, a cautionary tale, to young ladies out there that are in the business, they're trying to get in. Read the book. Be cautioned. It's not safe out here. You gotta have a thick skin.
It's crazy because I heard that there's an excerpt, that there was an excerpt out, but then when I went and looked for it, it's gone. And then I saw something saying that they brought it back, that it was back.
I think you gotta buy the book. You gotta like pre-order the book to see it, because I saw that too. And I was like, oh, okay, I see. Yeah, you gotta pre-order the book. It's marketing.
Wow.
Winter Ramos, your marketing is on point. Go, girl.
Yeah, and yo, I ain't gonna front. Y'all really, you know, we pre-record all our interviews, you know, for y'all that don't know. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna want to tune in for this show next week. Like, what I tell you, yo, Shorty was going in. Like, I can't even, man, look. I wish I could play it right now, but I can't.
Yo, she was really serious. Dead ass. Serious.
Yeah. You got to tune in next week.
Yeah,
and Tahiri as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tahiri, you know, she definitely showed up. So y'all definitely want to tune in for that one next week.
That's going to be a dope show. That's going to be a really dope show. But even after that, we got even more dope shows for y'all. You know, Diamond D is coming up.
Yeah,
real soon.
DJ Jam.
You
know what I mean?
It's going to be bananas. You know what I mean? So... Oh, 1 year, but we're still going strong, because this doesn't mean that this is
radio.
Only the beginning.
Word up.
Only the beginning.
Let's try to go back to the line real quick.
Let's see what else we got going on.
The shits and giggles. Let's just see. I just see somebody hang up. Ah, I'm scared.
Yeah, that's messed up. All right. Don't be scared.
Are you scared? All right,
so let's see.
Hold up. Who we got here? Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line? Who got
on
the line?
Don't be shy.
Six Man Radio.
Yo, what up, C? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's good?
Hey, what's good? Hey, this is Aaron, man. I can't really talk that loud. I'm just getting out of that surgery, and I'm just now getting my voice back. But I just wanted to say happy anniversary to the Six Man Radio family, man.
Oh, my
God. Oh, whoa, whoa. Shout out to Aaron. Yo, that's Aaron, y'all, from Grown Man Gaming. They on Thursday night. Salute to y'all, man. Word up.
Word up.
Glad you came out of that, man. That's good.
Word. Yeah. It's a long story. I'll tell you about that another time. But, yeah, it wasn't what they thought it was. That's a good thing. But, yeah. All right.
No doubt.
I just wanted to say happy anniversary, Seed. I'm still at work, though, so I can't really stay long. But happy anniversary, y'all, if y'all keep doing the good shit, man.
Thank you, brother.
No doubt. Salute.
All right. Peace, Seed. Peace.
Yeah, man, that was dope.
Damn, Aaron. Grown man gaming.
Word up, man. A tear drops my eye, man.
Who else we got? I'm excited now.
Who else on live? Three Man Radio, who we got on live?
Yo.
Yo.
What's good?
Who's this?
Yo, this is the Cobra. What's good?
Woo!
Cobra's in the building.
Happy anniversary. Yeah.
Cobra, on the live right now, y'all. We got Cobra from Woodshot Radio.
That's right.
Which comes on Thursday nights as well.
I'm hyped right now. You came a long way, definitely. And I just want to say, dope show.
Word up. Appreciate it.
This is really
Thank you, Cobra.
Word up. And salute to you, man. Salute to you and your show, man. Word up. Y'all definitely doing your thing. Word up.
Every Thursday. All right. Y'all ain't listening to nobody. For real.
If you
ain't listening to Woodshop, you're corny.
Yeah.
Word up. Word up. All right, Cole. Appreciate it, Ma.
Once again, thanks for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
Word up. No doubt. Salute to you, man. Keep it up, y'all. Word up.
Herrera.
Word up. Peace. All right, salute. Yeah, Nate, that was crazy,
that was
right?
Dope.
I'm loving the love. All right, let's keep going. Let's see what else we got.
Six Man
Radio. Who we got on the line? Six Man Radio.
Yeah, there they are. Hello? I just heard them. I don't know what happened.
Carla,
you there?
Don't be scared.
Oh, they gone. All right, let's see what else we got going on. All right, what's this all about here?
Hold on. Hey, Mary, yo, we got a lot.
Hello?
We got a lot. Hello?
It's Kobe.
Kobe, what up?
Hey.
What up, y'all? Hey, everybody, this is Kobe.
Yep.
She is with the race, and they are on Monday nights on Six Man Radio.
That's right.
7
p.m.
Word up. 7 p.m. Y'all tune in. Y'all make sure y'all check it out. Word up. Thanks for the love, though, man. Salute, y'all.
You're welcome. I'm loving the show tonight.
Thank you, Kobe.
Appreciate that. Word up. Yeah, man.
Yeah. What else we got going on here?
It is going down, though.
One year anniversary show, Six Man Radio.
It's going down, though. Word up. Wait, hold on. Six Man Radio, who else we got on the line?
Yo.
Z. Yo.
It's Lav, nigga.
What's good, my nigga?
What up, nigga? Hey, how many times a nigga gotta press one to get into this motherfucker,
damn,
man? You feel me? Hey, look. You don't know how many times I said hello.
Yeah.
Man, radio on this motherfucker. Hey, my cousin Nadine, happy motherfucker birthday. Hey, Timmy Guns, my nigga. Timmy Guns, if you're listening. My nigga, I pressed 1 19 times, my nigga. To get into this motherfucker. You feel me? And salute the guns, because my nigga sick. You know, we got them Ohio cooties out here. You know, it's cold as fuck.
It's cold out there, though.
Cornfield and shit.
There.
But we still the city. It's cold as fuck. My nigga sick. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Shout out to my nigga. Shout out to y'all. This show is dope. Hey,
thank
you. I love y'all when y'all sing a song. Whenever, however, backwards, forward, upside down, vertical, spin that bitch. You feel me?
Yeah. My nigga, you already know.
My nigga,
you
hey, happy
know,
birthday
man.
To y'all. You feel me? My
word up, man. Appreciate it, man. Salute,
definitely.
Man.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Lavish.
Word up. Word up. Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, baby.
Still
wait,
doing it.
Hold on. Let me see what we got here. Six Man Radio.
Let's
see. We got on the line.
Let's see.
Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
What's up, Carla? You there? Come on now. Don't be shy. Don't be shy, but it's all right if you are. All right? Let's see what else we got, Steve. Let's see who else we got going on here. We got Mel. We got... Man, listen. We got mad people listening. It's crazy.
Six Man Radio. Who we got on the line?
Hello?
Yo.
What's up?
Hello? Steve, what's
Hello
up?
Hello there. Six Man Radio. Who this?
This is Eric.
Oh, what's good? Yo, my nigga E.
Not Eric Sermon, but, you know, that's where I got the name from.
Oh, wait, hold on. This one nigga E. Dub.
Yo, gunshots right now, Steve.
Word
gunshots
up, wait, hold on,
right
hold
now.
On, hold on, yeah, man. Oh, my nigga E. Dub is one of the reasons, him and one other person is one of the reasons why there is Six Man Radio right now. They're the ones that put the idea in my mind to even do it. Word up.
Wow.
Shout to you, man. Shout to you.
Yeah.
Salute to you, brother.
Get your
shout out to y'all. Shout out to you guys, man. Congratulations on the 1 year anniversary.
Man.
I heard the show today, man. That was a good show too, by the way, man. Shout out to PMD.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. Appreciate
it. You guys are doing good, man. I'm you know, I follow it and I listen to a lot of the shows, man. You guys have been doing real, real good, man. It's good to hear, bro.
Yeah, thank you,
oh, man.
Appreciate it, brother.
Period.
Oh,
man.
Word
up. What's going on, though? How's everybody doing?
Everything's
great.
Good, man. Everything's good. We working. We trying to,
I see.
Not
see,
make
listen,
you proud, brother.
Nah, definitely. Listen, I actually appreciate the fact that you had me, asked for me to call in today, because a couple of days ago, you know, EPMD is one of my favorite groups all time, hands down. And you know, so for you to ask me to call up on the day that you had him on and kind of be a part of this, man, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. Appreciate it. I appreciate
for
you, bro. Because like I said, there would be no, you know, situation here if it wasn't.
Yeah. One year ago today.
It's, you know, it was a rough start, the first show, but, you know.
Yeah. Nah, it's all good.
But, hey, you know what it is, bro? To me personally, I just feel if you could, like, share it and make it grow, you know what I'm saying? It'll spread out even more and you know, reach more people. So congratulations to y'all again, once again, on the first year anniversary. Hope
Thank
you have
you.
Many more to come. And
all
looking
right.
forward to what other interviews you got going, bro.
All right. Salute, bro.
You too, Nadine. I mean, I keep saying bro, but shout out to you too, Nadine.
Thank you. No doubt.
All right, fam.
All right, man. Be good.
All right, peace. Yeah, man. Yo, Six Man Radio, baby. Yo, you got a lot of love, baby.
It. I was like, wow.
You got a lot of love, baby.
E-Dub called
All right,
in.
Let's see. Let's go back to the line.
All right,
Six Man
see.
Radio, who we got on the line?
Happy anniversary,
Six
Man Radio.
Uh-oh, wait. Hold on. Look at the shot. Hold on. This is the other half of why Six Man Radio is popping right now. This is Poetic, man.
Yeah.
Six Man Entertainment alumni.
Y'all was on your family reunion up in here.
Word up. Word up. Word.
Congratulations, y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Word, we salute you because, like we just told E-Dub, man, without you, there would be no Six Man Radio, man.
Exactly.
So, salute to you. And word, man.
You just needed a little push, though, but you doing big things, though. Y'all, I mean, I'll listen.
Yeah, we trying.
Thanks, Poetic, man.
We trying, man. We really appreciate it. And thank you, and I appreciate it. And, yo, we're going to try to make you proud, man. We're going to be here 50 more years. You heard.
We're going to
be here like...
We're going to be here like 2065.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to be here interviewing PNB 50 more years from now.
Mm-hmm. You feel all right, I'm going to be around to see that one, too.
Word up.
On Medicaid.
Word up.
Mm-hmm.
Word up. Well, Bro, man, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
All right, y'all.
All right, salute.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Wow. And
Six Man Radio. Hold on, let's go back to the line. Hold on. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? Six Man Radio. Who do we got?
Hello.
Oh, the line. Hello?
Hello.
Oh, wait.
Hi.
Uh-oh, that sounds like one person, man.
Salute. What good news?
Yeah, TV of TV Radio. Hello, guys.
That's right. Happy anniversary.
Uh-oh, wait. Hold on. I gotta look this out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I get the gunshot.
I love it. Gunshot the lick for PD Radio.
Word up. What's good?
I am so happy. I'm so proud to be a part of Six Man Radio. The station is just bananas. I'm loving it. I'm loving working with you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It's a blessing.
Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly.
And thank you.
And
thank you
guys, Amy. Your show is ridiculous. I love it.
Oh,
thanks,
God.
Debbie.
Oh, God. We trying to get it right for the kids in Africa.
Y'all doing it. There's no time. You're doing it.
You know what I'm saying. Word
thank
up.
You
but
so
thanks
much.
For calling,
Taz. I'm going to give you guys
some love. Word up. But y'all make sure y'all check Tammy's show out every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
PD Radio.
PD Radio. Six Man
PD Radio. Word up. Thanks for calling, Taz.
Have a good night, guys.
All right.
Thank you, too.
All right.
Yo, damn, it's like so many people right now on the line. Let's see what else. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? I say Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? Being a little shy. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line? Somebody's humming.
Hello.
Oh, Man Radio, you live. Yeah, what's up?
Who is that?
I was like, damn, am I ever going to get on? Like, what?
Who is that?
You on live now, girl.
Hi.
Who is this?
My name is Jasmine. I'm a single mother.
God.
Jasmine, single mother. Yo, Jasmine always says that. Yo, salute Jasmine. Tell all radio.
Oh, man, that's
Jasmine
crazy. Yo,
so cool.
That's yo, it had to be her. She's like,
I was like, wait, no.
Jasmine does tell all radio, and they come on Six Man Radio on Wednesday night, man. Salute,
right.
Yo. Thanks for calling us, y'all.
Definitely. I just wanted to say happy birthday, and of course, the beginning of the show had me cracking up. I was like, wow.
It's crazy.
Really?
And I was like, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
I was even surprised, man. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to do something special. You know what I mean? I just wanted to do something special.
It was definitely special. I loved it.
I did. The show was great as always. So, you know, shout out to y'all. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But I'm sick, so I'm not going to do that.
Don't do that, son. Ain't nobody
goodness.
Come to see you, Otis.
Whatever.
Okay. Yo, thank you for calling, Jazz. Word up. Appreciate
yeah.
it.
Yeah, always.
All right. Salute, y'all.
Bye, you guys.
Later. Six Man Radio. Yeah, man.
Oof. Another fabulous show. Awesome show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it almost made me forget. I got a show coming on tomorrow.
Word, word. Who you got
we'll
on?
Take a fresh. Yeah, I got Punchline from Punch and Words, and also one fourth of the Elite EMC hip hop supergroup. You know all too well who those fellas are. Wordsworth, Master Ace, and Striklin. Doing it. So Punchline will be on my show tomorrow night. Y'all got to tune in at 7 p.m. Happy anniversary, Six Man Radio. It's
a
crazy amount of people that's on the show. We didn't hear from MCMI, but you did hear from GMS at the top of the show saluting us. You know, so GMS, MCMI report on Fridays. Yeah, check him out. You know what I mean? And that's why I can't believe it. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Crazy. We're coming on this Saturday with more fabulousness with Tahiri and Winter Ramos. She's going to be talking about that book. And then, of course, you know, Monday nights, that Love and Hip Hop come on. So y'all tune into that and check us out on Saturday with those chicks. It's going to be bananas.
Yeah, man. It's off the hook,
it's gonna
man.
It's going to be bananas.
Yo, man, real talk, yo, we here every Saturday, yo. It's not a game, man. We not playing, man. Word up. I just want to let y'all know in the last 2 minutes, we've been up a year. We not playing, yo. Everybody out there that's playing and this is a hobby, you doing it for fun, it's okay, it's cool. All right, cool, man. Prepare to be steamrolled the fuck over, yo, because we not playing, man. We gunning for that 500,000. After that, you already know, man. Now we gunning for that M, yo. We not playing, man. Syndication is next, man. That's what we gunning for, yo. We still baby. We still growing. Still got a lot to learn. All of that. But you know what? You out there. You doing radio. We watching you, yo. We studying you. And we hoping that you studying us. Watch us, yo. I'm competing with you and you don't even know it, man. It's friendly competition. I'm watching you from the sideline, and I'm competing with you, and you don't even know it, man. Meanwhile, we're at the finish line, and you don't even know because you're not even competing, man. Pay attention, yo. Six-man radio. We tired of being on the bench, man. It's serious.
We're coming off
so
that
So with
bench.
That being said, we're going to see y'all next week, 7:30, Tahiri, Winter Ramos. We're not playing, man.
Tune
in. Be playing, man. You're not playing, man. Year number two. We're not playing, yo. Six Man Radio, we out of here, man. Get your black asses out of here. Get your black asses out of here. All y'all niggas
Six Man
Radio.